From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo observes underground mining activities in Mimika. Minister Johnny J. Plate says Digital Economy Working Group DEWG not a forum for discussing Russia-Ukraine conflict. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana on Thursday observed underground copper mining activities at Grasberg Block Cave or GBC in Mimika, Papua Province, which is managed by PT Freeport Indonesia. Besides observing underground mining activities, Widodo also visited the mining site's underground deep mill level zone DMLZ, where the Al Babul Munawar Mosque and Suteria Ecumenical Church are located. Impressed by their unique location, the president lauded the places of worship as a reflection of religious tolerance and harmony at the mining site. The G20 Digital Economy Working Group DEWG will not seek to discuss global geopolitical issues, particularly between Russia and Ukraine, Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny J. Plate has said on Thursday. However, some G20 members did not want to discuss the topic, arguing that the DEWG is not a forum for discussing politics, but rather it aims to serve as a platform for economic cooperation. Indonesia is aware of the impact of the geopolitical situation on the global economy. As the neutral and impartial president of the G20, Indonesia has bridged discussions that align with the main mandate of the DEWG digital economic issues and not political issues. In addition to containing the agreement on DEWG, Plate said, the document also accommodated the dynamics of discussions among delegates in responding to the global challenges. Indonesia needs to ensure policy reforms to pave the way for renewable power and to reduce reliance on coal as part of goal to achieve net zero emission by 2060, the International Energy Agency IEA said in a report released on Friday. Indonesia, one of the world's biggest carbon emitters, has signed up to a global pledge to phase out coal, which is seen as crucial to help limit global temperature rises from reaching 1.5 degrees Celsius. The IEA report said that the types of technology Indonesia needed to shift to cleaner energy, such as solar power system, were already commercially available and cost-effective, provided the government put in place supporting policies. The Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has continued to strive to promote the program for converting conventional motorcycles into electric motorbikes to accelerate the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem in Indonesia. Minister Arifin Tasrif said the conversion program could encourage the growth of new industries in the country, considering that local industries have been able to manufacture transmissions and electric motor components. The conversion of the 20 motorbikes by the ministry was supported by the PLN Electricity Maintenance Center. PT PLN, as the frontliner in the energy transition process, is committed to continuing to support massive infrastructure development, including constructing more public electric vehicle charging stations, as well as general electric vehicle battery exchange stations across Indonesia. Let's move it on to the international news, where England had its joint hottest summer on record this year, tied with 2018, the country's meteorological agency said on Thursday, as it unveiled proportional mean temperature statistic for the 3 months period. The announcement comes with most of England and Wales gripped by drought after exceptionally high temperatures and several heat waves alongside minimal rainfall, mirroring conditions seen across northwest Europe. England also smashed its all-time temperatures record in July when the mercury topped 40 degrees Celsius for the first time ever, while July was the driest on record across the south. The dollar was headed for a third weekly gain in a row and stood near its highest level for decades on the euro and yen on Friday, with investors in little mood for selling ahead of U.S. labor data that could bolster the case for interest rate hikes. A solid U.S. manufacturing survey overnight was enough to push the greenback above 140 yen for the first time since 1998, and it also hit a 2.5-year high against sterling and 6-week high on the Australian and New Zealand dollars. Central bank meetings are due in Europe and Australia next week, and markets expect hikes. Traders see about 60% chance of a 50 BP hike in Australia and almost 80% chance of a 75 BP hike from the European Central Bank. Asian shares were mixed and the dollar stood tall on Friday ahead of a key U.S. jobs report as investors braced for more aggressive rate hikes from the Federal Reserves, while commodities took an overnight dive amid new China lockdowns. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan remained largely unchanged in early Asia trade, but was headed for its worst weekly performance in 7 with a drop of 3%, as rising expectation of hawkish global rate hikes hit risky assets. All eyes are now on U.S. August non-farm payroll data due on Friday. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on UN urges international community to help Pakistan.
Today's commentary is on UN urges international community to help Pakistan. Heavy rains that caused floods have submerged a third of Pakistan. At least 22 million people, or about 10% of the country's population, are estimated to be affected by the floods. The United Nations Satellite Center map, or UNOSAT, illustrates that cumulative water detected by satellites in Pakistan on August 1 until 29th shows a total of about 75,000 kilometers of land affected by flooding. According to Pakistan National Disaster Management Authority, nearly 1,200 people have died from flooding since mid-June, while more than a million homes were destroyed or damaged since high-intensity rains triggered flash floods across almost the entire country. The catastrophic floods have destroyed some infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and farmland, also washed away nearly a million animals. The magnitude of the impact caused by floods in Pakistan has received the attention of United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In a video message, Guterres urged the international community to help Pakistan. He also invited the world's citizens to stop sleepwalking towards the destruction of the planet inhabited by humanity due to climate change. He said that at this time a disaster befell Pakistan, but next time a disaster could befall other countries. The United Nations has disbursed aid of $160 million, and the UN also asked its members to help Pakistan meet the basic needs of the 5.2 million people displaced by the disaster, including the 33 million Pakistanis who were affected. Pakistan's Minister of Climate Change, Sheri Rahman, described the situation in Pakistan as a humanitarian disaster caused by climate. Pakistan produces less than 1% of global greenhouse gas emissions, but ranks in the top 10 countries most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. This year, Pakistan has almost 200% more rain than the average monsoon. According to Sheri Rahman, Many factors cause flooding, but the warming of the atmosphere caused by climate change makes extreme rainfall more likely. The world has warmed about around 1.2 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will continue to rise unless governments around the world make sharp cuts to carbon emissions. The United Nations plans to hold a climate change, or COP27, the 27th meeting of the parties concerned, in November in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. This meeting is expected to be a place to discipline the world's citizens in avoiding and protecting the planet where humanity lives from natural disasters. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll begin today in history with September the 2nd, 1945, the official ceremony of the unconditional surrender of Japan to the Allies. The official ceremony of Japan's unconditional surrender took place on September the 2nd, 1945, when representatives of the Empire of Japan signed the Japanese capitulation document aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Previously, the warship USS Missouri under Commander Douglas MacArthur arrived in Tokyo on August the 30th and immediately issued a number of regulations. Among other things, prohibited the Allies from attacking the Japanese people, the Allies were prohibited from eating Japanese food, and the Hinomaru flag was prohibited from flying. The signing of the unconditional surrender of Japan was carried out by Japanese Foreign Minister Mamoru Shigemitsu as a representative of the civilian government and General Umezu as a military representative on the deck of the USS Missouri warship. With the signing of the unconditional surrender, the war period ended and is known as the historical event of September 2, 1945. Turning next to September 2, 1998, Swiss Air Flight 111 crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. On September 2, 1998, Swiss Air Flight 111 crashed in the Atlantic Ocean southwest of Halifax International Airport, Nova Scotia, Canada, after departing from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, United States of America, for Cointrin International Airport, Geneva, Switzerland. It shattered into pieces after hitting the water and killing all 229 passengers and cabin crew. This accident became the worst record for the MD-11 type aircraft. I'll end today in history with September 2, 2018. The Great Fire broke out in Paco de São Cristóvão. On September 2, 2018, at around 7:30 p.m. local time, a large fire broke out in the Paco de São Cristóvão, where the National Museum of Brazil in Rio de Janeiro is. The museum holds more than 20 million objects. Brazil's president, Michel Temer, called the loss of historical and cultural heritage caused by the fires incredible. The cause has not been determined, but many have highlighted the museum's lack of maintenance budget. There were no injuries in this accident. Well, that was today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, what are you wearing? Going
to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now
I'm living in my dreams right now.
Right now
listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'm making my treasure. Let's fly, just be yourself for a while. Staring, friend that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard and get some millions. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's
go.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSME's Digital Hero Program 2022 has officially opened from August 29 until September 26, 2022. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Tetan Masduki said that the event aims to hunt digital innovators who are committed to supporting MSMEs in leveling up and becoming more empowerful through various digital innovations and solutions. The MSMEs Digital Heroes winners will receive a prize and become partners of the Cooperatives and SMEs Ministry in various MSMEs digitalization programs. One of them is Berubah Digital, or hashtag Berubah Digital 2023, a digital development program for MSMEs across Indonesia. Besides, the 10 winners will be given the opportunity to pitch in front of the venture's capitalists, famous tech companies, state-owned companies, ministries, and other funding institutions. The MSMEs Digital Heroes 2022 is open for all digital startups and innovators in F&B, fashions and crafts, and agricultural technology. The startups must have a business proof, such as an app in the Play Store or App Store, Make a proposal containing a business profile, elaborate the problem faced by MSMEs, create solution for MSMEs issues, and a plan to business development. The initiators of MSMEs Digital Heroes, as well as Presidential Special Staff Putri Tanjung, said that the MSMEs Digital Heroes have successfully supported the MSMEs in surviving and even developing amid the COVID-19 pandemic with various digital innovations. Therefore, she thinks that Indonesia needs more digital innovators who can help the MSMEs in leveling up. They are needed to help the MSMEs in various issues, starting from market access digitalization, production's quality control, financial and funding access, organization management, production capacity, supply to distribution digitalization.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Yutefa Bay. When you travel to Papua, you have to visit Yutefa Bay as a tourism destination, which has become a conversation recently amid the event of National Sport Fair 20 Papua 2021. As a venue for rowing sport, Yutefa Bay spoils the athletes with stunning views. Besides offering stunning views, Yutefa Bay has many tourism spots ranging from bays, headlands, lowland forests, mangroves to beautiful beaches. This tourism attraction can be accessed by motor vehicles from Jayapura City with a distance of about 20 to 30 minutes. Yutefa Bay is a small bay in the Yos Sudarso Bay area. The area includes several traditional villages, namely Tobati, Engros, and Nafri villages. The bay has a typical view of coral islands with an expanse of blue waters. One of the mainstay spots in Yutefa Bay is Lake Sentani, which is ready to spoil tourists with beautiful views. Yutefa Bay has a 200-meter-long mangrove forest from the coastline. The mangrove forest and trees can be 7 to 12 meters high, which make Yutefa Bay feel like being lush and cool. Besides, there are amazing views of the beach, headland, and lowland forest. Another spot which is also beautiful is Hamadi Beach, which is 2 kilometers long. This beach will spoil tourists with views of the sky, blue sea water, and beach waves. Besides the beautiful scenery, Hamadi Beach recorded an important history in the past. During the Second World War, this beach became the center of defense of the Allied troops in the Jayapura area. Thus, when you come to Hamadi Beach, you will find many objects of war relics, such as the wreckage of tanks to warships. Not far from Hamadi Beach, there is Mount Meher, which is very beautiful. Mount Meher holds the legend of the origin of the Tobati and Engros tribes. Afterwards, there is Tanjung Kaswari, which is known for its cool and shady beaches with rows of beautiful cypress trees. All the natural beauty of Yutefa Bay is covered by the splendor of the Yutefa Bridge, which curves in red. This bridge crosses from Jayapura City, Hamadi Village to Muara Tami District. It was inaugurated in October 2019. This bridge is one of the icons of Jayapura City. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Make it real, I know how you feel. Take that heart and still watching you. I got my eyes on you, watching you, watching you. I said it's alright, I told you it's alright, you're gonna be alright. See, you got a heart to fight, you will never know if you never try. Stop caring too much, just let go and fly. See, you got a heart to fight.
Hold on and let that shame, imagination run.
Hold on and let
show them what you are.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miscellany for today highlights UGM students create solar-powered smart roof tile. Listeners, the engineering faculty students of Gajah Mada University, UGM, Yogyakarta, develop solar-powered smart photovoltaic roof tiles to fulfill household power needs. This innovation was created by four students, namely Nifwam Arbi Nugroho, Latif Nurmahmudi Wijaya, Muhammad Rafifi Taqiyuddin, and Maulana Istar. Despite still being a research, the smart roof tile will keep being developed to have more features. Nifwan explained that their roof tile has solar cells. The roof tile can be a power source with self-cleaning glass feature that can be controlled with an application. Users can use the application to control the sprinkler so that the maintenance can be automatically done when there is rain. Another feature of the smart roof tile is that the users can check the performance and the situation around the roof. Besides, the photovoltaic roof tile has some sensors for temperature, rain, humidity, light-dependent resistor, and power. That's Miscellany.
Fire up the lights of the world. With your energy stronger together.
I'm stopping thunder. I can make you prouder. Flying to the highest stars.
To the highest stars.
Yeah, I break the chains and dancing in the rain. I'm living on a jet plane. I got so much more to gain.
So much more to gain.
I can be that silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing. They say that I just don't have it. They say, just go back, forget it. They say, they say, they say, I say, well, I'm just gonna get it. I say, I won't stop till I made it. I say, I will not regret it. I say, I say, I say, I can be that silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing. Feeling stronger, clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be the joy that you deserve. I'll sing out loud. If you're feeling lonely, tag your friends.
Let's take it higher now.
You give me the fire that lights up the world. Give your energy stronger together.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java, entitled Jenang Gulo, to be sung by Prigel Pangayu Anjarwening. The song Jenang Gulo tells about the complaints of a wife who has made a promise of loyalty to her husband. But when their lives are getting more prosperous, the husband actually forgets his wife. The husband becomes more irritable. Here is Prigel Pangayu Anjarwening with the original song from Central Java entitled Jenang Gulo.
Jenang gulo,
Voice of Indonesia.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor. So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done. How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat, don't say sorry if you have no clue what you did wrong.
Para, para, para.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.